clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain, when your anchor drift or firm remain. We have an anchor that keeps us all steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It is safely moored till the storm withstand, for 'tis well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables fast from his heart to mine can defy the blast through strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps us soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear, when the breakers have told the reef is near, though the tempest rage and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall our bark o'erflow. We have an anchor that keeps us all steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death, when the waters cold till our latest breath. On the rising tide it can never fail, will our hopes abide within the veil. We have an anchor that keeps us soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold through the gathering night the city of gold, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast by the heavenly shore, with the storms all past forevermore. We have an anchor that keeps us soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Amen. You may have your seats. We'll sing one more before our elder John comes to bring the word this morning. We'll sing, I Serve a Risen Savior. Isn't that it? Isn't that great? I Serve a Risen Savior, 631. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. You know, a lot of men, they think you're telling them a fairy tale if you speak about a Savior this morning. He says, I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He's always near. He's only a prayer away. Oh, Brother John, good man. We're going to lift the offering this morning. You know, I don't do this too often. We'll stand our feet again and we get our Brother Yule to lift the offering this morning.
I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives far away. He lived, he lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lives within my heart.
Where are you?
Precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, even as this song we've been singing this morning, we know he lives, Lord, because he lives within our heart. Thank you, Lord, that you've saved us, Lord, and washed us in your precious blood, Lord. We do pray you'll bless this meeting this morning and bless everyone that is gathered in your name, Lord. We thank you for this offering. Pray you'll bless every head that is bowed in your presence, Lord. Lord, meet every need, Lord, and touch our people. Help us, Lord, to have a hunger for your word this morning. Bless our brother John now as he opens thy word.
Yes, Jesus.
In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 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 In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. He is leading through all the stormy path. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me all our life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. To us be our Lord. He lives within my heart.
Praise the Lord. Just like to take a verse this morning from the Psalm, Psalm 103, and as an introduction, I just want to read you one verse here. It's verse 19. I have a few other scriptures, and we'll be turning to them later, but just as an introduction this morning, it's verse 19 of Psalms 103, and we read these words: the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Again, we'll ask the blessing of the Lord. Our Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the songs we've been singing. And Lord, we commit the reading of your word and the speaking of your word to you now, and we ask for your help. We pray the Holy Spirit will come and minister to us, Lord. And help us, Lord, to bring the truth out of your word. And let your word be the authority in all things, Lord, we pray. And we ask you, Lord, to bless your people and comfort your people. And, Lord, give us that which we are lacking in the name of Jesus. And meet every need. Meet needs in this room, Lord. And, Lord, meet needs that's not in this room. And, Lord, just close us in with thyself for a time. In Jesus' name. We say amen. You will have your seats this morning, and you know, I want to speak for a while about the throne of God, and it also as usual, it's the subject, which is a massive subject. And I don't know. I know I certainly couldn't do it justice in one service or one meeting, because it's a vast subject. And also, just want to try and touch on something this morning about the throne of God. And what the psalmist said here, you know, it's not, he didn't use very many words, but there's a great truth contained in these few words, isn't there? And he said, the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. You know, he didn't need anybody to help him. He done it. And I know he gives us laws, and he gives us grace, and he gives us mercy, and he also gives us instructions, and he helps us. And we do things, or we try to do things to please the Lord. But he is in control. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. Oh, I'm glad he didn't need me. Now, we were in his thoughts, weren't we? But he didn't need me to do anything to help him. Isn't that strange? The Lord done it himself. And the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. There's no greater kingdom than the kingdom of God.
Amen.
There's no greater kingdom than the kingdom of heaven. It's the greatest kingdom in all the universe. And let me say this also, there's no greater throne than the throne of God. It's the greatest. It's the most high. It's above man's ability. It's above man's capability. Is the throne of God. The throne of God is God manifested. Hallelujah. And you know, we're told in the Bible what the throne of God is. Now, I ask myself the question, when did God prepare his throne? Well, I believe he prepared his throne in the heavens before the world was formed. Before the foundation of the world, God prepared his throne in the heavens. And he didn't only prepare his throne. What comes from his throne is the blessings of God. And he prepared his only begotten Son in the heavens also. Now, I've written down some things, and I wrote these things down, and I warned myself that I was to read them. Now, I know you don't always have to follow the few notes that you make, but I've written down some things, and I've sort of warned myself for to read them, because they're simple, but I believe they're the truth. And I believe I've written down here that, don't forget the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. The Lord has done it. The Lord done it. And I've written down here, the Lord has prepared his Son in the heavens from before the foundation of the world to be the Savior, the Healer, the Baptizer, and the coming King. And he prepared his Son before, you know, Jesus was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. And God prepared him in the heavens. Now, I wanted to look at the throne of God, and I wanted to look at what God had done. And I've written down here, what is the throne of God? What is the throne of God? You know, it's beyond me to explain it in detail. The throne of God. But let me say this, that anything that comes from the throne of God, you can depend on it. Anything that comes from the throne of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anything comes out of the throne of God doesn't need to be changed. It's eternal. And it comes from an eternal throne. And on that eternal throne, there's the eternal God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never needs to change his mind about anything. And when he said something the first time, he said it right. Amen. All right. Have patience with me this morning. And turn with me to Hebrews in chapter 1 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 8. Well, we'll read 7. We'll read verses 7 and 8. And when we read these two, this verse 8, you're going to find out what the throne of God is. Do you know that? You're going to find out what the throne of God is. Now listen. God sent his angels down through the ages, and he sent his prophets down through the ages. But the Hebrew writer says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now his Son came to manifest the throne of God. A man sent from God says what God is saying. A prophet come and prophets go. And if they're sent from God, they're going to say what God is saying. And if they're saying what God is saying, what they're saying comes from the throne of God. And when it comes from the throne of God, it comes with the authority that's on that throne. It doesn't come with man's authority. It doesn't come with man's strength or man's capability, but it comes with the capability and the strength of Almighty God, because it has come right from the throne of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, there's power and there's might in the throne of God. And here, the Hebrew writer is speaking to us, and he's telling us about the angels in verse 7, and he says, and of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers flames of fire. Now, an angel means a spirit of ministry. A spirit of ministry. Now, there's only one spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. And if it's not the Holy Spirit, it's an antichrist spirit. It's from the devil. But when a man is sent from God, or an angel is sent from God, he comes with that spirit of ministry on him, and he's going to tell you what's going to happen, or he's going to tell you what to do, or he's going to show you things to come. And he's sent from Almighty God, and if he comes and tells you that Jesus Christ is coming again, you can rest assured Jesus Christ. If he comes and tells you there's going to be a catching up, you can rest assured there's going to be a catching up. Whatever that angel will say, or whatever that spirit of ministry will say or do, you can rest upon it. I have come from the throne of God. Oh, what did the wee chorus say? It said, I see a crimson stream of blood. It flows from Calvary. Its waves would reach the throne of God are flowing over me. Oh, there's a way back to that throne. There's a way to that throne today. And it's the blood of Jesus. There's something that brings you to that throne. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the Lord in you and the Spirit of the Lord in me that will bring you to that throne. Now listen, I said you were going to find out what the throne of God is. And this is a part of what the throne of God is. Do you know what it said here in verse 8? It said, but unto the Son he saith. See, he's different. He's different in this way. He's the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
God had many sons, but he only had one begotten Son. The only begotten Son of God was the Lord Jesus Christ. But unto the Son, this is how he addresses him. He says, thy throne, O God. Thy throne. Thy throne, O God. Now the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Hallelujah. Bless his name. There's a power in heaven, and it's the greatest power. There's no power the devil can withstand it. There's no power that man can withstand it. Let me say, this is Almighty God. This is God's authority. This is God's word. This is God's ability for you and for me. And it's talked about Jesus Christ. And it said, thy throne, O God. But under the sun, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. So it's a never-ending thing. It's a never-ending throne. It's established in the heavens, and it's never going to end. Hallelujah. After time has ended, the throne will still be there. Oh, praise God for his throne. Now, I'm moving on, and we read about this. This is a big word for me. It says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now, we know where there's a throne, there has to be a king. We know where there's a throne, there has to be a kingdom. If there's a king, there has to be a kingdom. Now, the kingdom that God has is the kingdom of heaven. Now, talking about this scepter, and I think I'm saying the word right. Maybe I'm not. I meant to ask Carol, I meant to ask my wife, and me saying this right, but she done that much talk and I forgot. But I think the word is the scepter. And what is the scepter? Listen, a scepter on earth. Now, this is an earthly thing, but listen, it has representation in heaven. Because heaven had it first. Now heaven had a lot of things first that the devil took, and he didn't create them, but he perverted them. And heaven had singing, and heaven had dancing.
Amen.
And they had it before the devil. And let me tell you this, that they're going to have it after the devil's in the lake of fire. The Christian's still going to have singing, and he's still going to have dancing, and he's still going to have a glory meeting, hallelujah, and he's still going to have praise and worship, because God had it first. But the devil took it, and he perverted it. And you know where he's wanting to pervert it today? In the churches. And he wants you to have a false worship, a false teaching, and a false God. But Jesus came that you might have the real thing. And it's not Coca-Cola, it's the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you see here, this is God is represented here by a staff. Staff. Now the scepter, I've written it down, I need to take the time to read it. The scepter represents a staff carried by rulers on ceremonial occasions as a symbol of sovereignty, or as a symbol of authority, or as a symbol of power. Well, on earth it's done when the king opens parliament. And the old boy comes up and he's the big knocker and he bangs on the door. And they come in there and they do the coronation, or they do the houses of parliament is gathered, and they set out the law and they set out the decrees, and the king, he gives it his seal of approval, and he's the one that holds the scepter. And what did the psalmist David say? He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But he wasn't talking about an earthly king. He's talking about a heavenly king. He's talking about this man, Jesus. He's talking about the throne of God. And he's talking about the power of God. Hallelujah. And you know what his scepter was? Righteousness. 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 I want you to know, and you do know, but I want to remind you, if your righteousness doesn't come from the throne of God, you haven't got righteousness. You've got something else. There's only one kind of righteousness. It comes from the throne of God. And you know, Jesus Christ came and he was righteousness.
Amen.
Glory to God. And you see what's wrong today? Man has tried to establish his own righteousness. And he can't do it. And man makes you a set of rules and a set of laws that you have to abide by. Now, we know the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, this throne, this is the throne that Jesus had. It's a throne of righteousness. You know that thing that makes a liar defile stamping near that throne? You know, out of that throne never comes anything. Only an angel sent with maybe the judgment of God, or an angel sent with the mercy of God. All them things come from the throne. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. God's in control. God's in control. We might think the devil's in control. Well, he might be doing certain things. He might have a head day, but he only can do what the Lord allows him. Can't do nothing more. He has to get permission. And you know what else? Whenever Calvary happened, Satan got a downgrade. There was a realm that he could go till in the heavens. But when Jesus said, now is the prince of this world judged, now is he cast out. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And we heard it the other night, Tommy was speaking, and his tail drew the third part of the stars, the third of the angels went with him. But there's a realm that Satan can never go back to. He got a downgrade at Calvary. And he got such a downgrade, he started trembling and he started shaking and he dropped the keys. And Jesus was there to pick them up. Hallelujah. Jesus went down into the cavity or down into the hell itself and he preached unto the souls in captivity, and the Bible says he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men. Don't you tell me there's no gifts today. That's an insult to the Lord Jesus Christ. He went down into hell and he led captivity captive and he gave gifts unto men, and he set some in the church.
Amen.
What's wrong today? Men are setting some in the church. God never set them. But man is setting them. And whatever man touches, he defiles. Oh, glory to God. You see, this staff, this scepter means a staff or a rod. You know, the Lord holds that today. You know, we read about Jacob, and he said Jacob leaned upon his staff. There's a staff that you can lean on. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a staff that we need to lean on today, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, this throne, I'm only scraping the surface here. I said, the scepter remains with Jesus at all times. On earth here, it's a ceremonial thing, and it's a symbolic thing. And it's only one day in the year. Sometimes it's not even one day in the year. I need to check that out. I don't know. But listen, the Lord never let go of this staff. The Lord never let go of his righteousness.
Amen.
I'm glad for the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now listen, I want to move on. And why, sure. This is the fastest bit of preaching I've ever done. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Never forget that all righteousness comes from the throne. I've written this down here. All righteousness comes from the throne of God through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is the life of God living in you.
Amen.
And living in me. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get the life of God. And that's why you can never die. Now Jesus said, fear not him that can kill the body, but rather fear him after that he has killed the body, has power to cast into hell fire. But listen, when you get born again, when you get the righteousness of God, you have passed from death unto life. And you can say like Paul of old, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And how does Christ live in you? By his Holy Spirit. Praise his holy name. Now, I don't know if I've done this justice, but listen to verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 1 before we go away from it. It says about of the Lord, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. You know, God hates iniquity. He doesn't hate the people who do it, believe it or not, but he hates the sin. The eyes of the Lord are more holier than to behold sin. But God doesn't hate the people. He hates the sin that they do. And he loves the people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him wouldn't perish, but would have everlasting life. God is love. God loves you. That's why you're here today. That's why you're in this room today. Why? Because God loves you. Now listen, I'm coming to something else here, and I want to just touch on it briefly, and you know, it's a skim I'm doing. I'm skimming the surface. I'm skimming the surface of the throne. Let me tell you something. You skimmed it when you got saved. Hallelujah. You skimmed it when you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You skimmed the service of the throne of God. And you know what? Something happens to you when you come in contact with this throne, or this throne comes in contact with you. Something takes place in your life, and something takes place in your heart, and you're changed. You're changed. From glory to glory, he's changing me, and he's changing me all the time.
Amen.
And you know what? We need to get to the throne of grace. We need to get to the throne of God continually. And we need to be changed continually. We need to be washed in the blood, which we are. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And his blood is an automatic cleanser.
You don't have to ask. The blood will keep you right. The blood of Jesus will keep you right.
You know, I thought I was going to take a long time to say these things. I'm just flying through it. I'm getting through it real quick. Oh, never forget that the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. If our redemption didn't come from heaven, it will not last. If your redemption and my redemption didn't come from the throne of God, it's a waste of time. But I want to tell you, it did. It came from the throne of God. God gives the orders. God says what's going to happen. God says what's going to take place. God was saying what was going to take place from Genesis. You know, a man, I've said this before, forgive me for repeating myself, but a man said to me one day, when I started to talk to him about prophets, he said to me, John, come out of the Old Testament, there's no more prophets in the New Testament. Well, you know, that Old Testament started talking about prophets. And this is an Irish statement I'm going to make here. Now, don't take the wrong way, but if there wasn't an Old Testament, how could there be a New Testament? If there was never an Old Testament, could you have a new one? If there was never an old law or set of rules, could you have a new one? If there never was an old covenant, could you get a new one? No, you couldn't. You had to have the old one first. If you had an old coat, if you never had an old coat, how would you get a new coat? You see, it's not the first time. It wasn't the first time that God had set his throne in the heavens and sent prophets and men of God with the Holy Ghost on them to speak to people. But Jesus was preached from Genesis. The coming of the Lord was preached from Genesis. From the Garden of Eden, the coming of the Lord was preached.
And John the Baptist came preaching repentance. And it was John the Baptist said the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that famous statement, he must increase and I must decrease. Tell you, we need more of Jesus. Amen. We need more about the Lord. We need to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one that gave himself. He's the one that died and rose again. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. You know, I said that whenever you come in contact with the throne of God, something happens to you. Listen to what the Lord is saying in the book of Revelations. Now, when you go to the book of Revelations, you're going to be reading about the throne. And I'm not going to take the time today, and I don't just have it on me today to go into it all about the throne of God and the thrones of God. But it's all in the book of Revelations there about the thrones of God. And you'll read in Revelations in chapter 3, and it's a well-known verse. And it's Revelations chapter 3, 20 through to 21. And this is about the Lord. And this is what the Lord says. Now, just bear with me. Verse 20 of Revelation 3 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, this was wrote to the churches. All these letters were wrote to the believers. But let me say this. The moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, you open the door. You open the door of your heart when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. When you came to the Lord and said, Lord, I can't do it myself. Lord, I've no righteousness of my own. I need your righteousness. When you done that, you opened the door of your heart. And the Lord said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and go out and shall find pasture. You know, the Lord wants you, and he wants to feast with you. He wants to have a communion with you. He wants to have a meal with you. And just as Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the kings, he met Melchizedek. And Melchizedek brought forth bread and wine. And when he brought forth bread and wine, he brought forth the representation of the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, the bread and the wine. And he had communion with him. And Abraham gave him tenth of all that he had. And we're saying that Melchizedek, he came walking down the road and he was without descent. He had no relatives. He had no father. He had no mother. And he was the priest of Salem, the peace of God. The kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the throne of God. You see, where did Melchizedek come from? He came from the throne of God. And he's a high priest forever. The Lord Jesus is a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He makes intercession on your behalf. He makes intercession on my behalf. He gives you the ability to pray. He gives you the ability to call upon the name of the Lord. Now listen, we're almost there. The Lord's saying, I'm knocking on the door. You opened the door when you got saved. Never let the devil close it. Because he want to run you all over the place and he want you to close the Lord out of your life. Keep the Lord in your life.
Amen.
Keep the word of God in you. Keep reading the Bible. Keep praying. Keep seeking the face of the Lord. Because the devil wants to close you out. Jesus said, I'm waiting. You know, Jesus done the knocking. We didn't go knocking on his door. He came first. He's the one that came knocking. He says, I'm standing at the door knocking. Now he's waiting. That's representation of the Lord waiting on you and waiting on me to open the door. And I tell you, I believe you opened that door when you got saved. You've already opened the door. But keep it open. Keep it open. Keep on doing, well, walking with the Lord. Because one of these days, you're going to be out of here. One of these days, it's going to be all over. Hallelujah. But listen to what the Lord said in verse 21. This is mighty. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Oh. Hallelujah. When you sit down in, with Jesus in his throne, you have sat down in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I maybe said earlier, we were going to see what the throne of God was. But I'm going to tell you plainly what I believe it is. It's the righteousness of God in you and me. It's the righteousness of God, eternal. That's the throne of God. That's the throne of God. Now, look, listen. Jesus said, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Now, when you sit down on a throne, you have received power. When you sit down on a throne, you have received authority. When you sit down on the throne, you're allowed to use the staff. You're allowed to have the scepter of righteousness. It's not your own, but it was given to you at a place called Calvary. It was given to you when you called upon the name of the Lord. He came and he gave you the scepter. He gave you the scepter of righteousness. And when the devil comes and looks at you, he doesn't see you. He sees the scepter of righteousness. He sees the blood. And when the Lord Jesus Christ looks at you, he doesn't see what you were or what you are, but he looks at what you can be and what you're going to be. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you and cleanses me from all sin. Amen. Like someone said, past, present, and future. Amen. So, I'm here this morning to tell you that you're sitting in the throne with the Lord. I don't want you to have a big head. Oh, you're this or you're... No, we're not. We're nothing. We're nothing anything special. But what did John say in John's Gospel? He said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as did receive him, to them give he power.
Amen.
To become... The sons of God.
Amen.
The sons of God. The sons of God. The sons of God. The sons of God are not working with their own ability. The sons of God are not working with their own righteousness. They're not working with their own power, but they're working with somebody else's power. It's the power of God they're working with.
Amen.
All right, listen. Jesus talked about sitting down on the throne. He talked about sitting down on the throne. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me. And the Lord says, when you're getting saved, come on in and sit down in my throne. What does that mean? You've ceased from your own works.
Amen. Amen.
You sit down. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
Amen.
There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus done it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my body.
Amen.
We are incomplete? No. We are complete in him. There's nothing more that I can do. The Lord said, come on in. Come on in and sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Stop paddling the bike. Stop paddling the bicycle. because you're going to break the chain. And you know when a chain breaks on a bicycle, I don't know much about it, but I remember a boy years ago, the chain broke and he went over the handlebars and hit the road.
You see, you paddle the bike, it's your own effort. Oh boy. Man can attain nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. But Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And the life is in the blood, and the life is in the spirit, and the life's in the word. When the spirit backs it up, the latter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Oh, glory to God. Listen, I've written it down here. No more works by us shall be redeemed. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And what is that heavenly place? You're seated in the righteousness of God, which is by faith. You're not seated in somebody else's righteousness. You're seated in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, who took your place and who took my place, who gave his life for you and raised again the third day according to the scripture, and he's alive, hallelujah, and he's living in your heart and he's living in my heart, and we're waiting for him to come back again and take us to be with him. He says, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's the gospel. That's the righteousness of God. Now, I've written down a few things here, and I'm almost finished, believe it or not. You see, whenever you sit down this throne, I've written it down, not our own ability, but his ability. Not our own ability, but his ability. Not our own works, but his works. Not the things that we used to do, but the things that he wants us to do. Not our own will, but his will. Not our own power, but his power. Not our own staff, but his staff. Not our own scepter, but his scepter of righteousness. Not our own righteousness, but his righteousness. Not our own authority, but his authority. But as many as did receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, I have to go and sit down now. I believe the Lord is finished with me. For now. Always odd for now. You know, there's more in this. I said there was more in it, but I only want to whet your appetite. Brothers and sisters, we've got someone today and he's sitting on the throne. We've got someone today and he's in control. It says of this man, his kingdom ruleth over all. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows he has but a short time. You know, the devil's days are numbered. His days are numbered.
Amen.
He's counting the days. The Bible says the devil believes that there's one God, and he says he believes and he trembles. He trembles because of Calvary.
Amen.
He trembles because the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and there isn't anything the devil can do about that. It's the Lord that done it. It's the Lord that called you. It's the Lord that keeps you. It's the Lord that gives you strength. And you know, sometimes we look ahead and we say, I wonder, are we going to make it? I wonder, are we going to do this? Or wonder, are we going to do that? Well, the Lord's in control. Leave it with the Lord. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. He's the one that saved you. He's the one that keeps me. He's the one that gives you his ability. He's the one that holds the staff today. And he's a great high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. I'm just going to pray, and then I might go mad and get us to sing a song. And then Tommy and Mark's going to come. But He's Lord over all this morning, isn't he? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad you hadn't to make your own righteousness?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you hadn't anything to do, only accept the Lord? Aren't you glad Jesus done it all? Aren't you glad the Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens? Let us just pray for a moment. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know all our hearts in this room. Lord, you know what things we have need of. And Lord, you maybe know what things we desire that we don't need. And Lord, you know our burdens. And Lord, you know of our fears. You know of our anxieties. You know all of our cares. And Lord, your word tells us, be careful for nothing, but with everything, with prayer and thanksgiving and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And Lord, again, I commit the speaking of your word to you, Holy Ghost, to you, Lord, because, Lord, you're the one that has to plant it deep in our hearts. And you're the one, Lord, that has to come. And we believe you've already given us your righteousness. We believe you've given us your peace. And we believe you've given us your joy. And we ask you, Lord, to continue that and to fill us with your comfort. And Lord, we know every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights and heaven above, with whom there's no variableness, nor the shadow of turning. But thank you, Father, for every good gift. We thank you, Father, for your unspeakable gift, which was Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. Thank you, God, we say, for sending Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, that you came. Holy Spirit, won't you teach us more about that lovely name? Father, I ask you, Lord, you'll help us to recognize you've given us power. And Lord, because we could never live for you by our own selves, and we couldn't do anything good by our own selves, we need your help and we need your ability. But Lord, we thank you that you had an interest in us, that you came knocking on the door. And Lord, I pray you'll just help your people this morning. And Lord, give us that ability that comes from your throne. Because I believe it'll make us rich and it'll add no sorrow, but it'll make us prosper in the things of you, Lord, and in the kingdom of heaven. And we say, thy kingdom come, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ask you, Lord, to bless your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to meet needs in this room. Hear and answer prayer, whatever the need would be. And Lord, if someone needs extra strength or extra wisdom, impart it to them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And help us to give you the glory. We say to you, God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved you the world that he gave us his Son. Yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all would go in. In Jesus' name. Answer prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this is a world record. It's just 12:05 for me. I think my watch is right. Can we sing that wee hymn, Sister Alva? And then Tommy's going to come and Mark's going to come. That wee hymn, Far Away the Noise of Strife. Upon my ears is falling. Sons of men and battle long. Far away the noise of strife upon my ears is falling. Then I know the sins of earth beset on every hand. You know, Brother Branham said sin was unbelief. This world is full of unbelief. But the genuine Christian is full of faith.
Amen.
Doesn't have unbelief. Faith is the opposite from fear and unbelief. Faith takes over. And it's by faith you were saved. It's by faith you get the Holy Ghost. It's by faith that you get anything from God. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. It says, doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. You see, when you sit down on the throne, you've got an ability to resist them things. Somebody says, I'm saved, but I like a wee drink. Somebody says, I'm saved, but I tell a no lie.
I'm saved, but I fancy another woman. Oh, I doubt there's something wrong. I doubt you're not sat down on the throne. You're sat down on your own throne. You need to get out of it and get into God's throne. You need to get out of your own strength and your own ability and get into the ability of the Holy Ghost. You need to ask the Lord, and I believe He's waiting for you to ask Him, and I know you have asked Him. But Jesus, keep us near the cross. Can we sing this? And I'm going to let you remain seated. Can we sing this, and then I'm going to go and sit down, and the pastor's going to come, perhaps, and then Brother Mark's going to come, and you're going to go home and get your dinner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Never forget the Lord has prepared His throne in the heavens. Far away the noise of strife upon my ears is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Not a fear of things of earth in vain to be your calling. None of these shall move me from your land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in your land. Far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating, sons of men in battle on the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, 'tis pure land. I'm living on the mountain underneath that cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in your land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining, here the sun can harm me. I am safe forever in Jubaland. I'm living on the mountain underneath that cloudless sky, drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. You can hear the word of God I seek and found temptation. Hearing now His blessed voice, I see the way is blind. Well, in the Spirit here I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in your land. At
a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. God bless you, Brother John. Enjoy the word of God this morning. Don't forget tonight, we'll be back at 6 o'clock. And I want to continue on compromising Egypt. There's so much more to say on it. You pray for us, the Lord will help us, and I probably won't even get finished tonight. I'll just go whatever the Lord gives me. But I want to thank everyone for the prayers Friday night. Me and you all and Colin went up to Seskenort, it's about 50 miles up, and preached on salvation and healing. And I noticed there's two women sitting near the front. There wasn't many there, about 25 people maybe. And they were really listening intently. And they came for prayer at the end. And me and Brother Trevor anointed them with oil and prayed for them. And the one woman was on the crutches. And then the tea afterward. And here she came into the tea room with no crutches. And she says, the Lord's touched me already. And then she was telling us she broke her hip. She fell and broke her hip. She had a real bad injury. She fell down. Her leg came out of the joint. She broke the hip. And she had to go to the hospital and everything. And she was out of action for a long, long time. And she went out. She was making tea for the husband and the people at home. And she went out to do something in the garden and she never come back in. And they found her outside, fell and broke on the hip. But the Lord touched her. And she was really blessed, praise God. So I thank the Lord for that, God's real. And then I got the chance to pray with another young man yesterday as well. That God would touch him as well. He was suffering as well. But the Lord's good. Never miss an opportunity. You know, I was somewhere yesterday and I was doing a wee job. And I said, I'm going to pray for that young fella. So when I got one fella out of the road, I prayed for the other fella. And the Bible says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. There's some things you need to do that you don't tell nobody. Same with giving money. God might lead you to give something and you don't need to tell nobody about it. If you feel to do it, go and do it. And the Lord will reward you. And the Lord will bless you. God bless you. Come ahead, Brother Mark. Lord bless you and we'll see you tonight. God bless Brother John. And keep on keeping on. God bless you.
Amen. That's perfect, that's testimony. When you think about it, but God still touched in our day. There's a woman that was on crutches and then she's able to go without crutches. Yeah. And that's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what it is. And he's the God of the wee things. He's the God of the big things. It's nothing for him to heal cancer. It's nothing for him to create. Because his kingdom, we're a part of his kingdom, as John preached this morning. I was thinking, so John has said that this morning about that. I see a crimson flow that flows from Calvary. I don't know, is it in this book? Do we, or is it?
No, it's not.
It's not in the book. I was just thinking for Albert. That one then, we know five bleeding wounds he bore, received by Calvary. Okay. I think it's in the book.
300.
300, isn't it? Arise, my soul, arise. Number 200 in the book. Shake off thy guilty fears, the bleeding sacrifice on my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surety stands, my name Amen. Is written on the songs. Let's stand to our feet this morning once more.
Arise, my soul, arise, sing of thy guilty fear, the bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appear. Before the throne my surety stand, before the throne my surety stand, my name is written on. throne of grace. My bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary. Before effectual prayer, they strongly plead for me. Forgive him, oh, forgive, they cry. Forgive him, oh, forgive, they cry. Nor let that ransomed sinner die. The Father hears him pray. He's the anointed one. He cannot turn away the presence of his Son. His Spirit answers to the blood. His Spirit answers to the blood and tells me I am born of God. My God is ready.